This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Western governments lined up on Monday to condemn Vladimir Putin's landslide election victory as unfair and undemocratic. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Here is EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell.
This election has been based on repression and intimidation.
But China, India, and North Korea congratulated the veteran Russian leader on extending his rule by a further 6 years. The contrasting reactions underscore the geopolitical fault lines that have gaped wider since Russia invaded Ukraine 2 years ago, triggering the deepest crisis in relations with the West since the end of the Cold War. The Kremlin dismissed the criticism, claiming the 87% of the vote won by Putin during the three-day election showed that the Russian people were consolidating around him.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Gangs have attacked two upscale neighborhoods in Haiti's capital in a rampage that left at least a dozen people dead in surrounding areas. Gunmen looted homes in the communities before sunrise on Monday. They forced residents to flee as some called radio stations pleading for police. The neighborhoods had remained largely peaceful despite a surge in violent gang attacks across Port-au-Prince that began on February 29th. Israeli forces released footage showing what they say is the raid of Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital on Monday and the discovery of funds and weapons in hospital rooms. In the night footage, Israeli soldiers can be seen firing their weapons and moving as a unit. The Israeli army said 20 gunmen were eliminated during the raid at Al-Shifa hospital. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry has said the raid led to multiple casualties. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA.